It's the Morning Rush, live at 5.
Morning, Katie.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning, PJ.
Good morning.
Everybody good?
We're alive. We're here.
PJ, I hear you pulled a muscle overturning a car in Sandy Hill after the Panda game. Is that true?
No, I was not there, but I did hurt my back again. Is that what you're referring to?
No, I didn't know you hurt your back.
Oh, yeah, I heard it Thursday night.
I just assumed if there was a riot going on.
Yeah,
a riot might be overstating it a bit. But how can the police know about these things so far in advance, and they still happen? There's a piece of that puzzle that's missing for me, and I'm not saying that to blame Ottawa police, because there were other. Halifax had the same issue with the homecoming, and they knew it was coming, and still got a little out of control. I don't. It's strange to me.
It's a recurring issue with Queen's University, Laurier.
You have to speak up a bit. I can't hear you.
Yeah, sorry. It's a recurring issue with Queen's University as well, and Western, and every single year with these homecomings or HOCOs and St. Patty's Day. It's the same thing every year. So I don't know why that's not a little bit more expected nowadays.
Do people see the cops there and they're too drunk and the crowd mentality kicks in, so they don't care? They see the cops, they do it anyway. Got to be that.
Yeah, potentially.
You probably should have even more cops. I don't know. I'm trying to FaceTime you, Katie. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, it's not going through.
Can you try FaceTiming me? See if that works. Oh, no. It looks like it's connecting now. Trying to connect. So, other than that, what's news? You guys are chatty this morning.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, so for...
5:15, maybe Annette's there. Are you there, Annette?
No Annette today.
Good morning, Bill Carroll.
Oh, there's a man with some energy. Chris Holsky, good morning.
Yeah, and I guess it got a little bit of scratchy mic there. PJ and I are in the same club right now, the injured back club, I guess. When I heard PJ, you hurt your back too? How did that happen?
Well, I hurt mine in a professional cage fight 4 years ago. But
lingering, right? Like, I have no idea what hurt my back. It may have been... cutting a lawn for the first time in I think like a decade. I was doing some house sitting, took out a lawnmower, and I guess that's what messed my back up over the weekend, but I'll deal with it.
I was out very early a couple of weeks ago golfing, and people are getting ready to tee off and they're all stretching and stuff, and I watch people, guys like Holsky, they're out jogging. They stop at the side of the street and they're stretching themselves. I'm like, wow, with the stretching all the time. Come on, what are you doing? What's with all the stretching? So I didn't bother stretching, and I took my best swing at the ball, and I heard every bone in my back crack at the same time.
No.
Like, oh, okay, should have stretched. Yeah, that's not good. That doesn't, you know, the popping doesn't really do much, but. Along with it, I just felt that little tweak of a muscle that just stretched a little farther than I'm able to. And so my back's been sore off and on for the past few weeks, ever since.
So, that's the way it goes.
Got to warm up. It's more about warming up than stretching, I've read.
Yeah, and just when you think, oh, it looks like it's completely gone. Oh, wait, no, there it is. There it is again.
You realize now we're three guys talking about our bad back.
The youthful energy that we
bring. I mean, I can join in. I got a bad back, too.
Yeah.
So. Yes. It helps, actually. It makes me feel better.
They don't make backs like they used to, do they?
No.
That's good, PJ. Bringing the funny today. I like that. What's your big story today, Chris?
There are a few things going on. First of all, it's voting day in Quebec. According to the most recent weekend polls, this really looks like it's François Legault's to lose. A commanding lead and a dogfight really for second by the looks of things in Quebec between four parties, Québec Solidaire, the Liberals, the Conservatives, and the Parti Québécois. They are all within. The most recent poll I saw from yesterday with 3 points of each other. But Legault and the CAQ far, far out in front. Polls in that election close at 8 o'clock tonight, so we should start to see some results very quickly. Somebody who's listening to us right now, probably after you go to bed, but maybe before. It depends on how much of a wide gap that we see tonight. And hey, you know, the polls could be wrong. They have been before. Maybe something completely different happens. But that said, if you are thinking of getting home by 8 o'clock to see the polls close in the Quebec election just because you want to watch or you're going through Ottawa, I'm not going to say that's guaranteed right now, because guess what? The 417 is still closed today between Metcalfe and Carling.
Right. Now, we knew it would be, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah, for the Rochester Street Bridge replacement. But if I'm given the opportunity, I'm going to say it over and over and over again. Maybe somebody going driving along through the weekend thought, oh, no, there's no way it's going to still be closed on Monday. But yes, it is today, all day today, likely until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. I expect this to cause some real jam-ups for traffic when you're heading east to west. It was already pretty busy on a Friday afternoon, I think, just from people trying to just trying to head out and get things done before the 8 p.m. closure that night. And it was busy heading east to west on Saturday and Sunday as well. Today, with people back at work and school in session, this will likely be the worst day for driving in Ottawa from the 3 days the highway's closed, Bill.
So it's opening tomorrow.
Yes. 6 in the morning. We haven't heard anything regarding any kind of delay.
You can't build a bridge in 2 days. It has to take three. We got spoiled, I guess, with that last weekend bridge build.
Well, that was 3 days, too. Remember,
was it three?
Yeah, it was Friday and Saturday and Sunday. This time it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, okay. I forgot about the Friday. I thought it was 2 days.
Well, what would you prefer?
The incompetence of these crews. You know,
it's either that or have lane reductions for like 6 months. That's what we heard from the MTO, I think, last time that we did this. And that's even worse than having a closure for 1 day. For one, really, well, 3 days, one work day. That's what we're seeing here. Honestly, I'd rather have this happen on a Monday than a Friday. Because, you know, it's Monday. You're kind of down about it being Monday to begin with, but instead, it's like it's better to get it done this way instead of having it ruin a Friday, right?
You can also just sleep in and tell your boss it was the traffic.
Yes.
You say, I tried, you know, but geez, what can I do? 417 bridge. You know, it takes these idiots 3 days to build one now. So I couldn't get in. Just plan ahead. I'm just surprised that now that so many people have tried working at home and can do it, even if you're back, you couldn't for 1 day just say, hey, boss, 417, can I work? Yeah, go ahead. But maybe the people who are out on the 417 or not on the 417, as the case may be, maybe those are the ones who weren't ever able to work from home. I don't know.
What's been curious about what we've seen so far this fall, especially since kids went back to school and returned to university, is traffic in Ottawa has pretty much been normal again. And that's without a lot of federal employees returning to the office. They're still working from home for the most part.
And I've been trying to explain that to myself too, trying to figure that out. I guess a lot of them took public transit.
Yeah, that's the only explanation I can think of, right? Yeah. Because their ridership
has remained
low. Because
you're right, the roads don't look any different than they used to.
No, not at all.
So these are the live in the suburbs, work not necessarily downtown, but in other parts of Ottawa, and they're zipping around. It can only be that because it should be still abandoned downtown.
Yeah. The one thing
what's it like right downtown, though? On the off the highways on some of the downtown streets. Like, is it noticeably quieter around where all the federal buildings are? It must be.
It's tough to tell since I'm usually leaving here at about 12 o'clock in the middle of the day, right?
Yeah,
like, anecdotally. That hasn't changed very much because when you're going through downtown, the amount of traffic that you have just of, like, for trucks transport, for example, going from Auto Route 5 over to the 417 and taking that link, that's been busy the entire time the pandemic has been going on. Sometimes you get jammed up there. We've seen there's been a lot more traffic clearly around the University of Ottawa again because you have class back in session. And lots of traffic, in fact, on Saturday night on Somerset Street East. Not vehicle traffic, a lot of foot traffic, thousands of kids roughly that night.
I went downtown meeting Sylvie for dinner on Elgin Street, a restaurant close to City Hall. And it was hopping at 6 o'clock, like jammed. And we said to the waiter, wow, must feel good to be this busy for a change. He said, no, it's been busy for months now. So there are still some places, I guess, that are doing pretty well. That must have been a restaurant that doesn't count on federal government workers, too.
Yeah, well, I'm curious to see how, for example, like the 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon hangout spots are doing, where people, they'd finish up their work at Parliament Hill or one of the other federal buildings, and they'd drift out to the pub at roughly about 3 p.m., a late afternoon for a government worker, really, you know. And whether or not that's recovered, because I'm not sure it has. I seriously doubt it did. We're talking about lunch places that continue to struggle, that would draw from downtown employees. But when it comes to, again, when it comes to like vehicular traffic right now, it looks like we're pretty close to normal. It just hasn't been, we're just not seeing, I think, the number of bodies downtown that we were used to seeing before the pandemic hit.
Any of you guys see the movie Bros over the weekend?
No.
No, but I keep seeing ads for it.
Bunch of homophobes. Billy Eichner, the star, said he sneaked into a screening in Los Angeles. Theater was full. He said people were laughing all the way through. It was just, he said, it's a great movie and people love it. People didn't go because they're homophobic, is what he said. I don't know, maybe. I mean, it's hard to know why a bunch of people don't do something, right? You go around it. I could tell you why I didn't go. It's a comedy, and I only go to see movies on the big screen now when they're big action, special effects. I'll see a comedy at home. I have good TV, nice surround sound. I don't go out now for as good as they could be. Even a really good drama, I probably will just wait and see it at home. It's when I really want the special effects and the big, you know, like a Top Gun or whatever. Then I'll go. That's why I didn't go. Nothing to do with homophobia. But I wonder if maybe the title Bros kind of makes it sound like it's, you know, one of those movies where a bunch of guys go to Vegas on the weekend and get drunk.
Yeah, it sounds like the title of a frat boy comedy.
Yeah, and then you hear it's sort of that, but a gay comedy. Maybe the title doesn't capture it well enough. I don't know. I have no idea. In the end, maybe the filmmaker is right. Maybe it is just people don't want to see. But there have been other movies about gay characters that do pretty well, I think, no?
Strangely, a lot of hype for the movie theaters for the first weekend of October, because that film came out, Smile came out, that creepy looking horror movie as well. And like typically you don't see two movies with that kind of buzz around them being released at this time of the year.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not the time of the year yet that I see a lot of movies.
No, got to get closer
to
Christmas.
But again, I go when the big blockbusters come out around Christmas time usually.
Yeah, yeah. The Christmas season starts like November 3rd now, right? That's
what was the movie about the gay cowboys?
Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain. That was huge, right?
Yep.
Homophobia didn't keep people away from the box office for that. And I think attitudes about sexuality have changed even since then. Mm-hmm. People are even more open about it than they were then. So maybe. I mean, like I said, it's hard to know why a bunch of people don't do something. Because if you wondered why so many people showed up, you could just go to the event and ask on the way out the door, hey, what are you doing here? But you can't knock on people's doors and say, why aren't you at a movie tonight? I mean, you could, but you wouldn't be well received, I think. I think people would be annoyed by that.
One thing that may be keeping people out of movie theaters right now is that the weather is too nice for early October.
Yeah. It was sort of nice yesterday. One of those days that looked nice, but then you went outside with the wind. It was cold.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But Friday, though, I spent the morning doing some reading and listening for the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. In the afternoon, though, I was out on a road trip, windows down to Ashton. And it was beautiful, like absolutely beautiful. It was the same on Saturday.
And you drove with your windows down?
Yeah.
Modern cars are not made for that. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It was a window.
You get that sound.
Yes.
The air pressure in your ears.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. On Friday, I was driving a car that was built in 1982 that I had borrowed.
Oh, well, that probably helps.
Yes.
It seriously does.
Yep.
I remember when we were kids, my dad would open the little side window vent. Anybody remember those?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
the little pivoting window, a triangular shaped pivoting window at the front of the front of the side windows. But they were designed to let air flow through without getting that effect that you get now. These cars are so streamlined to be fuel efficient that you open the windows, it's a nightmare. You ever have your kids in the back seat? They suddenly roll down the window. You're like, stop. Hey, whoa, put it back up. Well, I still have eardrums, which is too bad. I love driving with the windows down.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that if there is anything coming from the engine, typically if I'm driving with the windows down, it also means that my system is up. And so if there is any noise that the car is making, I can't hear it over the music coming from my stereo.
And with a car that age, there probably is something wrong with it.
Probably.
Yeah, at all times. 5:28, the Morning Rush morning meeting. We're live at 5. 5:54, 2 degrees, wrapping up our morning meeting. Live at 5. One of those, there's a lot going on in the news, but I don't know. I'm waiting for a big sexy story. At least we're not talking about COVID every single day, although COVID has entered our kids' circle again. Kids are starting to tell me about, yeah, where's your friend this weekend? Home with COVID. So far, no one's getting really sick, but they're testing positive. So they're, I definitely notice the high school group now starting to see a little spread of COVID. But anyway, I'm happy we're not talking about that every day like we did for 2 years. That was unbelievable. Now, do you have an idea for trending? Because I had kind of an idea for trending.
Take it away. I was actually looking into your trending last night and didn't know too much information, so I'd love
to
hear.
Okay. This is what the kids are looking for, okay? I didn't know anything about it until last night. I went into my son's room, and I said, well, I'm going to bed. Good night. He's like, good night, Dad. I said, what are you doing? What are you watching there? He said, well, Smile is going to finally reveal his face. I said, oh, what, really? After all this time, he said, you know about this? I said, no, I'm totally just playing along. What do you mean? Who the hell's Smile?
Dream.
He's a well-known YouTuber, and he plays Minecraft. I don't know if my son watches a lot of Minecraft videos like he used to, but anyway, apparently he plays with a mask, and nobody knows who he is. And so then my daughter came into the room. She said, did he do it yet? Did he do it yet? Did he reveal his face? And I said, you know about this too? She said, well, I've never watched a single one of his videos, but everybody's talking about this big reveal. So I stayed up for 10 or 15 minutes. I watched some really bad live broadcasts from people who don't have much to say. Just like, okay, I think he's going to do it. Is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? I think he's going to do it. What are you hearing? Is he going to do it? I think he's going to do it. If he doesn't do it in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to lick my toes. Here's my toe. Ooh, it's dirty. I thought, what the hell am I watching? These famous YouTubers, some of them are like, there's no real content or reason to watch. So I went to bed and then I gave it to you. So it's up to you now. Did he do it?
He did indeed. Yeah. Dream did his ultimate face reveal.
That's what his
name is, Dream. Yeah. He's got 30 million subscribers, so it is a little bit of a big deal there. I didn't know him too well myself, but we got to click on it.
Were you correcting me earlier on Dream?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
You got to do it louder.
So sorry. Didn't want to interrupt too
much.
When
I'm talking, I don't hear a thing.
Gotcha.
Steamroll, yeah. His name is Dream.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought Smile, because he's got a smiley face mask.
I think it's because the new movie Smile has been talked about a bunch recently, so that's just lingering.
Thanks for making an excuse for me. I appreciate it.
No worries. I got you. We have a clip from it if we want to play just a little bit of Dream's reveal.
The dream reveal.
Talking to a camera for the first time. Hi, my name is Clay, otherwise known as Dream online. May have heard of me, may have not. Maybe you clicked on this video just out of pure curiosity and you don't care who I am. But now you've seen my face, and so obviously you know who I am, and I'm just so cool.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of the first part. He kind of talked to a bunch of other YouTubers prior to saying that he was going to do a face reveal, did a face reveal to some influencers before the public reveal and got their reactions. So it was this anticipated reveal that was coming and coming. He actually posted in early September saying that he was going to do a face reveal, his next video, and then went silent for weeks. So nobody knew when it was actually going to happen. So it is a little bit of anticipation building. So when they found out it was going to be tonight, the internet exploded. The hashtag Dream Face Reveal blew up literally everywhere. So I don't know. I think it's cool. I think it's fun to think that he's been on YouTube for 8 years and has never shown his face ever before.
It'd be annoying to wear that mask the whole time. Was it just an electronic mask over his face?
Or no, it was a physical mask.
Wore a physical mask. And was he hiding his face for good reason? Like when people meet me and they go, wow, face for a radio. Just an ordinary looking kid.
Yeah. I think it was just for the taboo of, you know, not being able to see his face. I think that got more people to subscribe, I guess.
It's going to be like when Kiss took off the makeup and then people thought, oh, put it back on.
Or Marshmello, when Marshmello finally reveals his face.
Has Marshmello ever revealed his face?
No, he wears the big Marshmello with the X
No,
face.
I know, but I'm...
Oh, no, he hasn't yet.
You know, Marshmello, for all we know, could be PJ.
It is not. I wish.
That's what Marshmello would say.
You know how I know it's not PJ? No chance he's getting up at 2 a.m.
No.
He's Marshmello. He would not be here this morning.
But Marshmello's face is on the internet.
Is it now?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Then why does he still wear it?
Without he still wears the giant marshmallow, doesn't he?
Yeah. But I think that's just his stick. Like I don't know if you know this other DJ. Deadmau5, who's from Toronto, he used to wear a giant mouse head. And then he took it off, but he still wears it.
There's nothing dumber than paying money to see a guy with a giant marshmallow on his head play music. Not even perform music, just roll files of other people's music and some of it that he's mixed himself with. It's the most boring thing. I do not understand it. Even when I was in high school, if they didn't have a live band, I wasn't going to the dance. I don't get it. People stand and watch. Like, I get it. If you're in a club and people are just dancing and the DJ just happens to be there, you're at a wedding or whatever, who wants to watch? No offense, PJ. I don't want to watch you. And they're always touching their mixing board, but only just gently moving little levers, just fractions of a millimeter. It doesn't do anything. PJ, tell me, it doesn't do anything, does it? Half of what they're doing on that soundboard is just for show.
I get more. Yes, at least half. That they're doing. Yeah. I don't touch, I'm a wedding DJ, right? So I'm not trying to impress anybody. But if I'm touching the board, it's because I'm actually doing something.
Yeah, you might touch it because you want to listen to something on cue that you're getting ready to mix.
Changing the bass.
But they're always adjusting. It does not do any good.
I think what they're doing most of the time, is just for show. Because a lot of their music they create beforehand as well, right?
Thanks for having my back on that one.
And it's not like they're taking requests.
Let's get this show on the road. The Morning Rush, Morning Meeting, live at 5. Wait.